Open up to the Mishnah on Nun Tes Amud Beis. Ve'elu malacha she'isha osa labayla. We learned already that a woman is mishubid to her husband to produce ma'isi yadayim, and that's in corresponding to her mezonos. So these are the malachas that a woman is mechuyev to do, unless her husband, unless we'll see, unless she has servants or whatever, or her husband says she is not interested in her doing it. Tochenes, she grinds flour. Va'ofa, she bakes. Umechabeses, and she cleans the clothing. Mevasheles, she cooks food. Menika is bina, she has to nurse her children. Matzas lo amita, she has to make his bed. Va'osa betzemer, and making the bed over here means putting on the mattresses and the dirty work. Okay. Va'osa betzemer, and she also has to work with wool and sell the produce, and that's how she brings in an income. If she brings in a maid into the marriage, lo tochenes, velo ofa, lo mechabeses. So she's potter then from grinding, baking, and cleaning. And the shivcha can do it. Shtayim, if she brings in two maids, ein mevasheles, ve'ein menikos beno, then she doesn't have to cook, the maid can cook. And she doesn't have to nurse her child, she has a wet nurse. The shivcha can do it. Shalosh ein matzas lo amita. If she has three shvachos, she's potter from making the beds. The ein osa betzemer, and she doesn't have to work with the wool. All these things are shvachos. You see, you need three maids to take the place of what one woman does in her house. Okay, the more's going to speak about it. What?
He has to feed the maids too.
Right. Okay. Well, the maids will feed the maids. Arba, if she brings in four maids, Yosheves beKatedra, she can sit in an easy chair and watch what's going on. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afilu ichnislo meyer shvachos kofalasos betzemer. Even if she brings in 100 maids, he still can force her to work, to produce, to weave, whatever. Why? Shabbatola mevi'eli dezima. Because people who don't work and are leisurely, brings them to arise. Right? Idle people end up doing averus. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar, af hamader es ishto melasos melacha, yotzevi teksuba. Even a person who makes a neder that he doesn't want his wife to do any work, he doesn't want to have any handoff from her work, so then he leaves her without being able to work, he has to divorce her and has to give her a ksuba. He puts her in an untenable position. Shabbatola mevida shiamu. Because batola not only brings to averas, it brings a person to be crazy. You're not doing anything, you become crazy. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss what the difference is between these two lashonos, whether it brings the avera or it makes a person crazy. Rashi. Ofa pas. She has to bake bread, cake. Shtayim einam avashelis. Mevashelis means she cooks the food. Bigmara parech amaylo iftera mikulo bechada shivcha shechnisim koma. The Gemara is going to ask, why can't one shivcha do what one wife can do? And therefore, one shivcha should pater from everything. The shivcha should take her place. Yosheves bekatedra lo sitrach bishvilo leilech bishlichus lahavilo chepetz mibayis laliyah. And if she brings in all these maids, she can sit in an easy chair and she doesn't have to do even errands for him. Shiamum shigao. Shiamum means to become a sugar. Okay. Tochenes sokadaitach. It's mashma. She has to go to a mill and grind the flour. Right? They used to grind the flour in mills that were run by water. So she's not the one who grinds it. The water power grinds it. Ela'ema matchenes. She oversees the mill. She doesn't have to actually do the grinding. Okay. She has to see to it that there's flour. Or it's talking about a hand operated mill, so she actually does the grinding. The Mishnah is not like Reb Chiya. The Tani Reb Chiya, ein isha ela liyofi. Reb Chiya holds that the ikar of a wife is not to work, but to look pretty. In other words, the purpose of a wife is what's it called, to be a companion to her husband and keep him from doing averas and looking at other women and having children and so on, but not necessarily as a business partner. Ein isha lebonim. Women are having children. Tani rabchia ein isha letachshita isha, and therefore a husband has to, what's it called, see to it that he keeps his wife well ornamented. V'tani rabchia harotza shiyadin es ishto, person who wants his wife to be mefanik, or to what's it called, pamper her. Yes, that's a good word. What's it called? To pamper her. Where'd you come from? to pamper her. Right, just came at the right time, really. To pamper her, so yalbishenikli pishta. He should dress her up in linen, nice linen clothing. Harotza shiyalbin es bito. If he wants his daughter to have a nice, fair complexion, yachilena efrochim. He should feed her young birds. Vishakena cholov samach lepirka. As she gets near puberty, he should give her a lot of milk and young birds, and then her complexion will be a more fair complexion. Okay. Rashi. Tochenes lokadaita, chamay megaglin ha'ofen v'tochen. Right? The woman doesn't actually do the grinding. The mill does the grinding, and the mill is run by water power. Matchenes mechina tzorche trina. She oversees the grinding. Nostam barfacheses, the collectus akemach, she pours in the grain or whatever. She does the things that a person has to do to take advantage of the mill. The boy same alolum tochenes yatsmo, or it's possible she can grind it mamash herself. The other, echaim shalyad, a hand operated mill. The tachshite isha, she yiknu lo tachshitim lisnos bohem. He buys her, jewelry that she should be able to be adorned. She adain as ziva, wants to make her complexion look good. Lepirka yimei hanu'urim, before she reaches puberty, gives her a lot of milk and young birds. Okay. Umeinik has been, one of the things she has to do is to nurse her children. Leim masnisin b'loka beishamai. Let's say our mission goes not like beishamai. Titania. Nodra shalola honikes beno. If she made a nether that she's not going to nurse the children, she'll get a wet nurse. In those days, they didn't have formula in bottles, so get somebody else to nurse it, like Basparo got somebody to nurse Moshe. So somebody else nursed it, the baby. So she made a nether, she's not going to nurse her child. Beishami omrim shometis dad mipip. She's not allowed to nurse the child. Then there's a nether ischal. Now, if she's meshubed to the husband to nurse the child, right, lechora, the nether shouldn't be chal, because the nether, she's not her, not her, in her jurisdiction. Beisil omrim kofel minikosa. Beisil says no. She's meshubed to nurse the child, and therefore her nether is not chal. We force her to nurse the child. So our Mishnah says that one of the things a woman is chayiv to do for her husband is to nurse the child, so it's not like beishamai. Nisgarsha, right, if she's divorced, ain't no kofa. Then even Basil holds you can't force her to nurse the child. If she wants to, she can hire a wet nurse. Vimhoya makira nosin laschara v'kofa minikosum ne'asakana. If, however, the baby is used to her and he won't nurse from anybody else, then it's sakana for the baby. Then we force her to do the nursing, but we pay her for it after the gerush. Okay.
Whose child is it?
Hers.
Her own child.
Her own child. She doesn't want to, she has a career. She doesn't want to be stuck nursing this kid.
So who then will take care
of the kid? So she hires somebody to do it. Somebody who is nursing her own child will nurse this child too. Or somebody, Rahman Litzlan, who had a miscarriage and has able to nurse. Mora says, no, afilu tema beishamai. No, the Mishnah could even go according to beishamai. Hoch mayaskinik gonshin nodrehi v'kiyum lohu. So in a case where she made the nether, and he could have been mevatel the nether, made for the nether, but he wasn't. He was mekayim the nether. Okay, the kesabri beishamai who knows sin etzva ben shinevo. It's his fault. See, now since he was mekayim the nether, he basically was mevater on the fact that she what's it called, that she has to nurse the baby. No, she's the cause. She made the neder. So, irrespective of the fact that he was mekayim it, he could have been made for it, but the ikar is her. And therefore, since she's meshubit to him, she made the neder, the neder's not found. Mura says, if that's the case, the niflagu b'ksuba b'alma, what are you arguing about nursing? Argue in general, right? A woman made a neder that, what's it called, not to do something for her husband, that she's chayef to do. If in fact, Beishamai holds that she's chayef to nurse, the only question is, she made a neder to do something against what she's chayef, but he was mekayim the neder, then it's a general machlokas, not specifically to nursing, to everything. Who do we say is the cause? Did she cause herself not to be able to fulfill her obligations? Then he can divorce her and not give her a ksuba. If he caused her not to fulfill her obligations, he can divorce her, but he has to give her a ksuba. So it's a general machlokas. It has nothing to do with nursing. Nursing is just one example. If there's no machlokas, whether she's chayef to nurse or not. Va'od, and besides that, Tanya, we have a brisa. It says Beferi is not like that. Beishamai omrim eino manika. Beishamai says she doesn't have to nurse the child. It's not one of the things she's required to do. Elam chuvartim asisla. So our mission talk is better to answer, like we said before, that our mission is not like Beishamai. Rashi. Shomet is dad mi piv lo tinika shechala neder. So Beishamai holds that she doesn't nurse the child because the nether is chal and she gets somebody else to nurse the child. Alma lo mishabdele. So we see Beishamai holds it's not one of the things that a woman is mishubed to do for her husband to nurse the child. Kofa minika de mishabdele velo chala neder. Beishil holds no, that she is mishubed for nursing and therefore the nether is not chal. Im hoyamakira sheino rotzeli not meacheres. If the baby though is used to her and he refuses to nurse from anybody else, then it's a sakana for the baby. So even after gerushin, we force her to nurse the child for the child's sake, and we pay her for it. That's the case. The machlokas has nothing to do with whether a woman is meshubit to nurse or not. Everybody holds she's meshubit. The question is, even if she's meshubit, and she made a nether not to do it, but he was mekayim the nether, is it his fault or her fault? So that's a general machlokas, nothing to do with nursing. Right? Nodra milahenos lo, the kiyum lo. She made a neder not to have any benefit from her husband. So now she can't live with her. So who's to blame? Her or him? If she's to blame, she doesn't get her ksuba. He has to divorce her because he can't live with a woman he can't get any benefit from her. She can't get any benefit from him. But now does he have to give her a ksuba or not? If she's the cause, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. If he's the cause, she does. He does. That's what it should have said. It's a general machlokas. And beyond that, we have a brisa that says Beferish. And Beishamai says, no woman is meshubet to her husband to nurse the baby. She can get somebody else to nurse it if she wants. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to nurse the baby, and she could find somebody else to do it. Okay. What? If it's her baby? Because it's his kid. Well, not that kid, even his kid. Well, the Gemara is going to discuss later on whose kid it is. The Gemara says it's Binah. Shaila is also his kid. Or it's a child that she had from another marriage, right? And it's her kid alone, not his kid alone. The Gemara is going to discuss it in a little while. Right. Because since there's another option, I don't.
Mother,
what?
It's either for the baby, it's for the mother, or it's for him. Why not for him?
Because he doesn't want to pay for a shivcha. Yuri Pansel will do it for free. I'm not going to pay for it. Why should I hire a wet nurse? That's it.